her bachelor fairy tale.
I love you.
Crashed straight to the ground.
I love somebody more.
I trust in you.
ABC Monday, May 23rd. JoJo is back.
I'm the new bachelorette.
I'm the boss right now.
JoJo!
And she's rewriting her happy ending.
Bring on the men.
The Bachelorette, season premiere Monday, May 23rd at a special time, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Daniels, and it was an incredible Real Housewives of New York episode tonight, airing your dirty laundry. My girls and I have lots to talk about. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. Hi, guys. Sorry, we're just grabbing something. Hello. How are you guys? I'm Ashley Daniels. This was a ridiculous episode tonight, airing your dirty laundry. We were waiting for this episode to happen, and it happened. Unfortunately, Bethany and Sonia don't look like they could be friends for a while after this situation. But we have lots to talk about. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm with the sexy Megan Stecker tonight.
Hey, guys. The lashless Megan Stecker.
She thinks there's no one. Like, come on. Like, really. She's got the longest lashes in the world, but she peeled off her fake ones.
And so, I did.
And it looks still like you have lashes.
Yeah.
On.
Oh, good. Okay.
Very
thanks,
Lauren.
Tweet me about your lash problems at Megan Stecker.
It's Fern Ronay here. You can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
Oh my gosh, crazy episode. I love this song. I like could totally do the whole episode with this song in the background. Maybe we should.
I know.
Love X's and O's. I think it was perfect pick tonight because we met Ray tonight. And Ray.
Woo! Luann's
oh
X.
My god.
Woo! How many times did we rewind the episode?
I mean, it's like our jaws were hanging open and then we're like, wait, go back, wait. Oh my god. Who? What happened?
I didn't really have any notes at that part because I was like,
yeah.
Frozen.
And the Megan's so funny. She's like, I cannot wait to get home and put my pajamas on and rewatch that episode. I'm like, you know we're diehard fans when that's what we say right after watching the episode. And I'm thinking the same thing, too. I'm like, why? I got to get home right now. I got to rewatch that 50 times.
I know.
Crazy episode. I just want to get right to that episode, to that part, but
we'll have to do the whole recap thing,
you know, so we're going to start. All right, so Luann gets to Sonia's tonight and shows her around her new bedroom and says she's got a B-day instead of a bidet, and it's kind of like a BNP.
Which we think she meant Airbnb.
We think. We don't really know with Sonia. But it looked really pretty, and she didn't put the heat on, though. She didn't want to pay for the heat. Reminds me of my Aunt Linda. She, like, hates, like, paying for heat, and we're always, like, in big jackets at her house.
Isn't it funny, though, how she's always talking about the Chapter 11 and needing to get back to where she was financially, and it's like she's paying for a vaginal rejuvenation, but she won't turn the heat on.
It's crazy.
It's like she really picks and chooses where where she's paying the bills and where she's not.
It's called priorities.
Right. It is. Oh, my
They're
God.
They're so gray gardens.
Yes.
And her, like, freezing. In this like beautiful home.
I do you guys like when he does the Grey Gardens on Watch Happens Live? Yeah.
See, it's funny to me, but I never saw the original. I had to like Google it.
I've never seen it either.
I think if I would see it, this would be even more comical to me.
You have to see the original and the one that they redid with Drew Barrymore. Amazing.
Okay, so that's why I don't understand it and I don't think it's that funny.
It's based on Jackie Kennedy's
aunt.
In a long twisted way, it's kind of like Carol's relatives.
Yes, exactly. It's the family tree.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Because,
okay, Gray's Gardens. Gray Gardens.
Gray Gardens.
Is it Ray's Gardens? No, just kidding. We don't want to see
that
him ever.
That would be
ever.
Really scary.
Do we think that he's just as creepy as, like, I mean, when you think of all the creepers that we've had in previous episodes, like, remember, like, Aviva's dad? And, like, there's just, like, certain people you're just, like, do we think Ray was, like, one of those people that just, like...
Top of my list of creepers.
Top. He was, like, on something, which made him extra scary, and he could, like, really, like, hurt someone at any moment.
I thought he was going to throw a glass. Yeah. I was really scared, actually. Yeah. All right. So... Luann goes to Sonia's house, and that's that. And she does mention at some point the tipsy girl thing, and she's like, don't you think Bethany's going to be mad? And Sonia's like, no, she's my mentor. So, I don't know. I feel kind of like I'm getting what Bethany is saying now. It's hard for me to see that part of Sonia, but we'll get into it. Sonia, so then it's Carol, Ramona, and Bethany at this bar, and Bethany says that she's really upset about the page six, and the only reason Sonia did that was that she could get into page six with Bethany, and that it was all strategic. And she says Bethany doesn't go after anybody, but unless you go after her, then she'll go after you. And I mean, everybody kind of agreed in a sense. Carol agreed especially. Do you guys think that that's what it was? That she planned this whole thing out with Peter and with the other guy, and that she wanted to ride her coattails?
I think the other guys probably talked her into it. I don't think she's just not to say smart, but they were saying she's cunning. She's not cunning enough to come up with that. I could see the other two guys coming up with that and talking her into it and making it sound like it's not that big of a deal and it'll be great and Bethany would understand and she'll be like, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's that cunning. I don't think she's that smart in business, but I don't think she's cunning.
I feel like you're exactly right now that you explained that. I was thinking like, oh, you know, I don't know. She plays both sides, but I think that's exactly what happened. Because she is ditzy.
Yeah, I think
she's so ditzy. I mean, no. She can't
put a sentence together. Explain anything that's going on.
I think it's obvious that Bethany and Ramona were going to town, texting and talking about this the day before. So before they even talked about it on camera, it's like Bethany was firing off texts to Ramona, or the other way around. I don't know if Ramona was like, hey, did you see page six today? It's about you. Or if Bethany went straight to Ramona like, look, you've known her the longest, but Sonia is about to feel my wrath.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely they were talking about it before they talked about it on camera.
Mm-hmm. I think it was definitely told. I think Bethany is not, I wouldn't say... I think she's one of the favorites, or she just knows the production team and people very well. I think they really respect her, and I think someone leaked it to her, like, don't go to this birthday party tonight. Because, it's weird that she didn't go. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have been such a slap in her face if she went and no one warned her from production or from, from the network. Like, or I don't
even
know.
Even her lawyers. Like, if it was already trademarked, then Skinny Girl would have known. Because there are people who track these things and then would have let her business people know.
So anytime something with girl, you think she gets...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Trademark lawyers are... Yeah, she probably has.
Are looking for this kind of thing.
Interesting. Yeah, it's not a good situation at all. And even if they did talk Sonia into it, it's just... I find it so weird that Sonia went with it. Because I feel like Sonia is smart enough to know that it's better to have Bethany on your side than as your enemy. Maybe not even as your enemy, but it's more like just not your friend. Mm-hmm. Definitely not your mentor, which I don't think she ever really was. I just think she kind of gave her some advice, but I wouldn't say she was like her mentor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I never really got that.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that feeling that she was ever really her mentor?
From last season, I really felt like she was. I felt like she was like, let's not have you be the joke anymore of these fake businesses or never having your ideas come to fruition. Let's get you some real experience. I want to show you what it's like to run a real business. And I really felt that way last season, that Bethany was really doing her a favor. And then the clothing line happened and it was like, oh my God, it worked. That's so great. But using that as her excuse this year, that's what makes you think she's cunning. When she's like, Bethany won't be mad. She's my business mentor. She wanted me to do something like this. Like, that's what makes her look cunning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's too much, because she wasn't even like that last year. She took the advice, but she was still kind of like, well, no. Like, this was like so super duper nice that it was just like you were hiding something. Mm-hmm. She knew she wasn't going to be happy with it. She knew.
True.
I think she was shocked.
Really?
I think she was so convinced that she would be fine with it, because she was very mentor-like to her last year and was happy for her when she had the fashion show. So I think with Peter and Pierre in her ear convincing her that she's a business person, she'll understand why you did it, when you did it for the publicity, she'll get it. She'll be fine with it. And she believed it.
I do agree, but at the same time, I think that if she really did believe that, she wouldn't be covering her tracks so much and saying so much like, okay, she's going to be happy. She's my mentor. Like, if she really was your mentor, why wouldn't you let her know ahead of time? Like, why was this so private and then all of a sudden released? Like, I think she had an inclination that there might be some hard feelings, but that she would easily be able to get her out of those feelings by warming her up.
Right.
She was kind of covering her tracks last week when she was like, Bethany always told me, don't say anything until it comes to fruition. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think she knew, but I think she didn't think it would be like a permanent, and we know, and I love when Bethany gets, when she gets, I don't know a better word, so I'm going to say, when she gets soft, because I mean, I love when she does feel for somebody mm-hmm. and like doesn't go hard. She could have like ripped Sonia apart and mm-hmm. she like didn't. And she's certain situations where she feels for Dorinda and she feels for Sonia mm-hmm. a lot, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So that we'll get to that whole horrible debacle in a minute, but she was warned. I mean, I feel like Sonia was warned. She did know what she was walking into. She had to have known what she was walking into in that yeah. situation. So before that happens, Ramona and Dorinda have breakfast together and they discuss Sonia's decision to make a tipsy girl and that it really isn't a good idea, to have that name having a daughter. Do you think that that was a bad idea? I don't think that the name had anything to do with being an influence on your daughter.
That's what I thought. Ramona made a terrible point with that because it was like, well, it's a great name because of her persona on the show. And I just thought it was really good branding if it's going to be like her line. And because like, oh, it looks bad to your daughter. No, what looks bad to your daughter is her watching back these episodes of the show and seeing how they're, you know, Ramona's daughter... Ramona could be very embarrassed about all the things her daughter sees her do or say mm-hmm. on the show, and she's not... I just don't get it.
Yeah, since when are they worried about what the daughters think?
Right, exactly. At this point, please.
And since when is Ramona so judgmental of drunks? Like, there's nothing wrong.
I know! She has a Pinot Grigio! Right? You know what I think is, like, the Ramona Pinot thing, like, sales have slowed. She's ready to, like, get her name off of the product and be like, I'm done with that, on to the next thing. And that's why she's being so shady about
everything. Has she said one thing about Pinot this entire season so far? I haven't heard a single thing.
No. Exactly.
And she wants to just marry another rich guy, so she's, like, trying to, like, clean up her
I mean, I think she's good. I think she's good with the money. I feel like, because I know Mario's worth millions, I'm sure she's going to be very okay. But I still think, why not marry someone? I'm thinking that's how her mindset is going to be. I just feel like I haven't heard her be her old self. And I think it's because she sees that Sonia's taking that, like, to another level. And she doesn't want to look like she's, like, Sonia's companion with the drinking. And, like, I don't know. I don't get it how you have, like, 8 seasons of being, like, Ramona Pino, and Pinot Grigio. All of a sudden, you never hear Pinot Grigio.
Exactly. I feel like she must have been drunk this episode, though. Like, she finally let her hair down and wasn't so judgy when they were at the sushi place. Because she, like, slammed her wine glass down, broke it. And then I didn't think she was sober in the end.
Yeah.
Right. That scene, which is the same night. So, I don't know.
Yeah, sushi, kuzu, whatever it was called. Yeah. Sushi rocks. Sushi rocks on our sushi.
I feel like that was paid, right? For the fact that they had Luann be like, it's such a great place to go, and here's what happens. It's like, it seemed so Vegas cheese ball to me, and for them to explain what goes on there.
Well, I remember when I used to work in a restaurant, and we got a call from, it wasn't a housewife show, but it was a reality show, and they wanted to use our space. They were like, yeah, and you know, we'll obviously, like, we'll talk about the space, and we'll talk about what it looks like. So, I mean, I think that there must be some trade-off, like, hey, let us, like, make... Let us come in into your place and basically take over with cameras, which is going to obviously limit the people going in there because no one wants to be on camera. A lot of people want their privacy. But in return, like, you get publicity. I really don't know. But I agree with you. It was a lot of, like, random advertising for the sushi place.
Yeah.
Like, the sign and everything.
It looks fun, though. I want one in L.A.
It did look cool, right? I know. It did look really cool. During this breakfast, Dorinda tells Ramona, please stop hating on John. And Ramona again says she will. And they have a truce and they have some pumpkin waffles. And then we have the scene with Bethany and Sonia. So prior to that, Bethany's in her office and she's like dreading having Sonia come in. Mm-hmm. And the anticipation for all of us was killing us because we were waiting for this for like a week now. So we were excited to see this scene happen. But how did you guys feel once it did happen? Because I anticipated it to be more of a fight. And I actually ended up feeling really bad after I felt for Sonia, even though I understand where Bethany was coming from. How did you guys feel?
Yeah, same for me. I think as soon as she started crying and she's like, I didn't want it to be big like your company. I just thought maybe they could sell it in their restaurants and maybe, I forget what else she said.
Pay for my daughter's college.
Yes, yeah. So I don't know if it was all like she made herself cry to make Bethany sympathetic toward her, which could certainly be argued, but as soon as she started crying, I felt bad. You know, there were real tears. It wasn't like fake, like Gretchen tears. Like, you know, she really was crying, and I really did feel bad for her, because I do think she, everything she does is coming from a place of, I have fallen from the place in life that I thought I was always going to be, and trying to get back there, it's sad to watch. So it was like a lot of feelings for me. It was feeling bad for Sonia that she feels that way. It was feeling bad that, like, people in general feel that way, that they need to, like, climb back to a certain station in life, and or that she's having really, really having money troubles. Like, that's really scary at the end of the day when you feel like you don't have enough money to continue your lifestyle or for your child to go to school. And even though her ex is really, really wealthy, and I don't think they have to worry about
that. And she gets paid for the show.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. I think I just felt bad for her in general, that I think she's kind of a gentle soul, even though she's like a crazy party girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt last week, I thought I would be 100% on Sonia's side. Like, come on, Bethany. There's, like, a big enough piece of the pot. Like, she can have a small nibble. You have enough. But I do, you know, if I put myself in Bethany's shoes, I would be livid. I would be like, I busted my ass. I was in a financial position worse than you, and I busted my ass, and I made it. You can't come along and, you know, do this and promote it on the same show where I promoted mine. I do get it, but I think she was unnecessarily nasty. Even if Sonia has no follow-through, even if she has to be, you know, explained to like a child, explain it to her in a nice way. Like, you're both adults. Like, don't, she just gets too emotional. She's a good businesswoman, but she's not a good businesswoman in that she gets so emotional and cries at the drop of a hat.
I noticed with her hands shaking that she was not so much, I thought she was emotional, but she was really scared. Like, I sensed, you know that feeling when you're getting in an argument with somebody, but you didn't expect this argument to happen? Mm-hmm. Like, and you're just like, wait, where's all this coming from? I think that was like, it was almost like she really was blindsided at that point, that she knew when they first started the conversation that she was going to have to, like, get Bethany in a good spot, and that she thought she would be able to do that by explaining her side.
Right.
But when she realized that she couldn't get her back, and that when Bethany said, this is done, like, we're done.
I
think it killed Sonia. Oh, like, I felt really bad.
So bad for her.
I felt bad for the girls in the office,
too. Oh, my God. Didn't
they look so uncomfortable? I thought it was pretty tacky Bethany did that in front of everyone.
I actually was like, I felt good for them. I was like, they're so lucky. Like, I want to be. They have the coolest jobs, and they're sitting like front row at our favorite show right now, seeing an exclusive behind the scenes. You know,
that is true.
That was pretty crazy.
But I also feel like, why didn't Bethany just say to her, "There's cause for confusion. If your Prosecco sucks, it's gonna make me look bad if people think I'm associated with you. It's a simple business decision. I want you to do well. It's not personal. Just change the name. Change it to Tipsy Chick. Change it to something else." And we're cool. She could have just solved it
that way.
That's
a good point.
And it's a really good point, actually. She does mention, Bethany says, you're working with that guy, Peter. He's shady. He doesn't own AOA. And she's like, and Sonya's like, no, he's not. And she's like, yeah, we've got many distributors. We have over 70 distributors. And she goes, name one. And Sonya couldn't name one distributor. She's like, I'm not trying to sell this for $1 million or $100 million, whatever you sold it for. I'm just trying to sell it, you know, just in the restaurants. And you could see that Bethany realized at this point, like, she could press her even more, but it's going to make her look so, to make Sonia look so, like, dumb.
Stupid.
I mean, at the end of the day, she didn't go hard on her after that. She realized, like, she's really doesn't know exactly what these guys definitely took advantage of Sonia, talked her into it. Sonia had a little idea as to how it was going to go, but she thought it wasn't going to be anything like it became. And then Bethany says, that she wishes her well, and, you know, Sonia gets up and leaves, and then Sonia's like, well, what? Was I not supposed to do, like, a pocketbook line? Like, Luann's doing a pocketbook line? And then she leaves, and it's just, like, sad. I don't know.
It was so sad.
Megan had mentioned last week during the tweets that Bethany was like, I'm not going there, you know?
Yeah. I think Bethany has mentioned this multiple times. She's like, I do have compassion for her, and so I don't want to go all the way there where I could go as far as telling everybody how I feel. I think we've already seen it. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't need to keep going.
Right. These are the parts where I actually really admire and like Bethany so much more, because I think she could have gone so much further and she didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's her baby. That's the thing she's worked her whole life on. So that's like the one thing, like, you just don't mess with that. Mm-hmm. And it's all her hard work and her like blood and sweat basically put into this company. And, you know, it's was hard for her to say. I wish you well. Like, that must be mm-hmm. really hard to say. Mm-hmm. She says, you can't play smart and stupid at the same time. Do you guys think that Sonya was playing smart and stupid at the same time?
I'm not sure, but I know Bethany thinks that.
I think she's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I love her. I love Sonya. If there's anyone of all of them that I'd want to hang out with, I think she's awesome. But I don't think she's a good business person. She just can't string a sentence together. She has no clear thoughts. Mm. She has no idea how it works. She's like, I don't want to be a mogul. You would have to bust your ass and have a lot of luck to be a mogul. You have no idea.
Luann says
takes.
You don't have to try. It probably exactly. just happens. Luann goes, oh yeah, it usually just happens anyway. Like, what?
Like, no clue.
I want to meet someone who was just like, didn't accidentally right, became right. a mogul. Please.
I think Sonya takes a lot of meetings and thinks, I'll throw my name on anything. Mm-hmm. I need to make a quick buck. And that's how she gets herself wrapped up in all these stories about all my businesses. Like, no, meeting with some shady business guy from another country and slapping your name on something, you are not a business person. Right. That is a poor decision.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. And that's what everybody's doing now. So it's...
Yeah. I think she's like a very good... It's just how it could all go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What exactly. that's a picture of.
I think other people who slap their names on things have a better idea of how it's going to work. And she's mm-hmm. just like, here you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let me see Jules and the nanny situation. Jules' nanny quit and she was freaking out. She said she hasn't taken a shower in a week. And I didn't know what she was talking about at first because she was like, oh my God, we're freaking out. But the Uber driver had help for us. And I was thinking like, oh my God, like maybe they had like a flood in their apartment or something. Like, what happened? I'm like, her nanny quit. Like, I don't know. I come from a mom who worked like my whole life and raised me and my sister. So I don't get that. But... to each his own, I guess, right?
Right.
How do you guys feel about the way that they handled that situation with the nanny quitting?
You know, I think maybe it's hard on her because she probably always had a nanny. I think it's something we've seen with these really wealthy people on these reality shows is that they all have, like, a night nurse the second the baby's born, and then they have a nanny from day one. So there's always someone there helping. So once there isn't, they don't know how to do it on their own. So even though she doesn't work... we're all sitting here being like, why can't she do this on her own? She doesn't even have a job. But I think she doesn't know how. So mm-hmm. that's why she's like, I haven't even had time to take a shower because she doesn't even know how to take care of these kids full time.
That's a good point.
So yeah. I think that's her issue. And she can't wait to get help back because it's not a money issue.
Right.
It's like, oh, God, we need help back immediately. But I guess the search for the right nanny is not.
God, I would love to get the old nanny in here and like interview her.
Right?
Why did you quit?
What is her name? Anna?
Yeah.
Anna.
Let's go find her.
Poor Anna's probably being like investigated all over social media.
She like left with a Christmas bonus. She was like, see ya.
Seriously.
That's interesting the way she said that she quit. I wonder what really happened.
Yeah, because she didn't say goodbye to the kids. Usually they get so attached to the kids.
I know. Weird. Yeah. Weird situation. But anyway, so they do have someone come in. I feel like I've seen this with almost every reality show where at some point someone is interviewing a nanny. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, to me, this scene could have been cut. It was really boring to me. Did you guys like it?
I did not. But I'm very intrigued by Jules because now it's another scene that makes you kind of not like her. But I was really liking her for 2 weeks.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I feel like we still really don't know her. So my emotions are all over the place, Bravo. And interestingly enough, I listened to Bethany's brand new radio show today, which is on Sirius.
And it's called Be Real.
Be Real with Bethany. Mm-hmm. She didn't say the nicest things about Jules. She said something in the neighborhood of... well, you know, you have to be honest when you're on these shows. And I don't think she's being honest. I think she just used her eating disorder to be like, oh, this is my big honesty thing. And I'm really real and honest. And she's like, she's not. And I'm sure that we'll go at it with each other at the reunion over that. And I was like, oh, wow. Oh, my God. Like, what happened? I know. I'm like, what happened during the season? Like, oh, my God. She said, she also said she definitely came on this show for a reason. And I don't think you guys know what that is yet. Something like that. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, what? Jules is a mystery to me.
Oh, my God. Total. the past couple of episodes and seeing her on Watch What Happens Live, I was like, I'm loving her. Mm-hmm. I think she's adorable. She seems really sweet. And then this episode, I was like, I cannot relate to her at all. And I'm mm-hmm. finding her unlikable and I don't mm-hmm. really get it. But she's obviously launching a business probably. Yeah. And then that's the reason.
I mean, here's the thing. Think of all the women on the show definitely still have, aka Bethany, or used to have when their children were young, nannies. So it's like we're hating on her for that just because they edit it in that fashion and want us to be like, she can't even handle her own kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to have a clear perspective.
But then she was saying, like, I don't wait online sample sales. I wait online sample sales.
That's what really bothered me. I really
that annoyed me.
Now, by the way, I don't do lines when it comes to a club or something. I actually don't like clubs. So for me, I would never wait in a line for one. It just wouldn't happen.
Right. I don't wait for lines either.
I don't like lines.
I wouldn't, like, send... It seems but like I would a never
send
idea.
A nanny to wait in line to the sample
sale. At a clothing sale.
No, clothing sales, I would wait in line for like something like that I enjoy, that I like. If it was clothes or something, I'm going to wait in my own line. I'm not going to make someone wait in my line for me. I'm not going to go... I mean, I just would never do that. But I don't think she should have said it. It was in poor taste.
And it almost seemed like a producer told her to say it, right? Like, do you know how to get there from here? How are you with waiting in lines? Like, it felt like not that genuine to me. Like, she wouldn't really ask somebody that mm-hmm. while they were interviewing as a nanny.
I would love to know. She was so, so sweet in the last episode that it's just the weirdest, like, fluctuation of a person's personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't get a grip on who
I'm
she can't figure
to
it out.
The reason that she's on.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe she gets like that when her husband's around. Maybe a little more like wifey. Like I don't know. Because when she's alone with the girl, she's much more humble
and likable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she was just trying to be. I don't know, a little more
the
like...
The producers might have been the scene, like, the scene is boring, so you gotta give us something.
Maybe. It was weird. I don't know why the whole scene was there, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was definitely a, like, secrets revealed.
Yeah, I'd rather have longer time with Sonia and Bethany's conversation. So then we have Carol and Adam. I do like seeing them together, although this wasn't the most interesting scene. It's still really cute to see them together, and I love their dynamic. And, did he grow his hair longer, or is it just me? He grew longer, right?
I think it is longer this year.
But he wears it in a ponytail.
Yeah, that little man bun.
Yeah. She's just so happy. I can feel her happiness when I watch her. She's just in such a good place. Mm-hmm. And like fostering the cat. This feels like she's like a family at home now. The cat and the dog and the boyfriend in the kitchen. Like I'm so happy for her.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I love her. And I just thought the whole scene was adorable. So I would take it back and eat it. Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of another lady we love, do you guys remember how Ben broke JoJo's heart? He told her he loved her, but he chose the other lady. Let's not even bring her up. But girls, we've been there, done that. So we're so excited for JoJo to get her moment to find her Prince Charming. On Monday, May 23rd, aka really soon, next Monday.
And that's for...
JoJo's coming back. She's our bachelorette.
Wow.
She's coming straight out of Texas. She's leaving heartbreak behind. See ya, Ben. She gets 26 new men to choose from. Hello.
What a lucky life.
That is the best. 26 is like great. It's like speed dating on crack. I love it. I love it.
And they're all so cute all the time.
I know. So she's going to try to find her happily ever after, of course. You know, are these guys coming for the right reasons? We're always asking that about all of them. You know, is she going to have a connection with the one special guy, or is it going to be two guys? You know, it's so hard to choose. But we want her to finally get that happy ending she's always wanted.
I know.
The surprises start on night one. They all, you know how night one is. Everybody's coming out of the car trying to get her attention, doing something crazy. And they're going to vie for that first rose, that first impression rose. So you know that they're going to do something crazy and fun. It's going to be a new epic journey of romance, man tears, and drama.
Aww, man tears. That's sad.
Well, it's going to premiere at a special time on Monday. It is Monday, May 23rd, this Monday at 9, 8 central on ABC.
It's The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette!
Woo! Go JoJo!
I can't wait. Go JoJo. She's from Texas. She won't take any mess.
Oh, she won't? Does she have like big hair? I don't watch. Like, I was one of those
from Texas too.
Oh, really? Like, I'm more like, I need to get more. I'm excited to start this show, like The Bachelorette. Because for me, like, I was always off and on, but I'm like excited to actually like watch this season. Yeah. She seems really interesting.
I have been watching since the first Bachelorette.
You have?
So, oh my God.
I need to get back into it. I remember her. I watched that too.
Married. Yeah.
That's a great show. I know. That's crazy the way they started that. I know. That's crazy. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to get back into that.
Still going strong.
Still going.
So we have Sushi Rocks, which we were discussing. We don't know why it's talked about so much, but they're all at Sushi Rocks. And this is like, I cannot understand how Ramona can think that you shouldn't call a alcohol line tipsy girl, but you can like talk about having like, I don't even want to say it. The dry spell situation, you guys, I don't need to, we don't need to fully recap what they said, but it has a lot to do with vaginas. So if you, you know, want to hear it, you can go listen to the episode and let us know what you think, because it's a lot of dry spell stuff. Ramona does, as Megan said, spill her drink, and that whole situation happens, but they're just talking about dirty things. At one point, we hear that Harry mentions that Luann does something kind of grotesque as well. We won't bring it up.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. Whole thing was weird. It was very not Countess-like.
Yeah. Or Ramona-like, who's all of a sudden so prudish.
Which I think she was definitely drunk in this scene.
Yeah. It's tough to tell when Ramona's drank, for me at least.
Mm. You know what's weird is I think if anybody else would have said that other than her, she would have been like, oh, that's so vulgar. Disgusting. You know when she pulls that whole prudish thing and now it's weird.
Yeah. It depends on the night.
Yeah.
Oh, God. At the same time, we have John's party. What's his company? Madame Paulette or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was? Okay.
So, this is business party. And Ramona Ramona decides she's going to go over there. They all end up going over there. And this, I don't even know how we're going to recap this. This is what we've been waiting for the whole night. Crazy. Which you, oh my God. I'm so insane. Ray. So this guy, Ray, we hear his voice. We don't see him. We hear him yelling at Luann. And we hear Luann say in the confessional, she's like, so I see this guy. And, you know, I recognize him from the summer. And then you hear her actually in the episode talking to him. And we don't see them. And she's like, he's like, I'm so upset right now that I see you. And I don't know. His voice sounded very, like, he had a feminine voice. I actually didn't, I was wondering what he looked like when he came. Like, I was curious what he was going to look like. He actually looked really masculine, but he had a very feminine voice. Maybe he was just, like, really drunk or whatever, but... Mm-hmm. We end up finding what he looks like because he ends up being in the episode. We're surprised. Luann leaves, and all of a sudden, Ray's face is there, and he's with Ramona. And he's with, is it Sonia?
No, yes, Sonia and Ramona,
And Ramona is like, Ramona knows exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. Now, we find out later in the episode that Dorinda knew why Luann left. She knew Luann left because this guy was causing problems and he was saying things. And she probably, it seemed like Luann left because she didn't want him to say things. I mean, she has the right to have a private life, too. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe they had, like, a weird situation. I don't know.
They went to Ibiza together.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. What happens in Ibiza? I don't know why she would leave, but I guess I kind of understand because he was causing problems.
And he was creepy.
He was creepy.
Well, I wonder if she had a weird episode with him with his drunkenness, or she asked him, is he high? So maybe she knows that he does drugs in combination with drinking, and maybe they had an unsafe moment together that scared her, and that's why she doesn't want to be around him. I mean, he was definitely really all up in everyone's faces hollering. So I could imagine, I know we didn't get to see it, but I could imagine he was acting that way toward her, and it freaked her out, and she's like, I have to get out of here.
I thought he was going to be really, like, I didn't think when I saw him, I was like, well, he's a little more intimidating. He's a big guy, but he looked, I pictured in my head, you know, you hear someone's voice. I just pictured like this little guy. It's like, you better call me back. Like looking up at the countess and like, and like this like little thing. Like that she's just like, so it was weird. Like
and he claims he has a girlfriend. Like they're like, oh, you have a girlfriend. He's like, I know, don't tell Luann.
He was
like,
out of his mind. What? So like, what a clown.
When they didn't show his face at first, I'm like, this guy mortified himself and they're just not going to show his face. Yeah. And then I couldn't believe that they showed him.
I couldn't believe it. I why was he at the party? Why does he know John? This is the weird, I feel like this was so like put together. Yeah. Like Ramona knew who he was. How does Ramona know his face? Oh, she said she met him once.
With Luann. Right. So I guess maybe the time she met him, they were together in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Ramona and Luann were together maybe.
How did you guys feel about the situation with Ramona talking to him? Because I saw her get really excited because she was not only divulging information about Luann's life, but then she was getting excited when he was about to say things about her. And like Sony would be like, oh yeah, I don't really know who you are. And then Ramona's like, oh yeah, well they just had sex. And she's trying to like get him to talk. Mm-hmm. And he's getting like louder and louder at Sonia, kind of yelling at Sonia. And Sony's like backing away. And then all of a sudden, like, he's causing a big enough problem that John comes. Mm-hmm. And John is actually coming for the rescue, kind of, like, thinking that he's hurt, like, bothering Ramona and Sonia. And Ramona, out of left field, turns around. Her face is, like, beet red. She's, like, really angry. And she's like, no, he's not leaving. He's a gentleman. Did she say he's a gentleman? Did I hear her say he's being a gentleman?
I didn't hear that.
She definitely was like, he doesn't have to go. He's not bothering us.
Yeah. Well, right. Okay. I got to go back and that's why I rewatch it like 50 times. I'm really excited. She was sticking up for him. What did you guys think when you were watching this? I know we all paused it and just like looked at each other in astonishment, but what was going through your heads when you saw this part?
I felt that he was really invading Sonia's space and that she was very uncomfortable. And it seemed like he was getting very angry over what Sonia knew about his trip to Ibiza with Luann. So I was nervous he was going to start shoving people around. Or it's very uncomfortable to have a person you don't know drunk yelling in your face. Like, that's really creepy. I'm sure why Luann left. And I thought it was great that John came over to bounce a really drunk guy out of a party full of... It was really packed in there. So to have somebody acting that erratic, not okay. Yeah. So I think... My opinion, Ramona was way out of line, flew off the handle. I'm with John on this one, actually.
If you're making John look good, you're really
a jerk. Horrible.
Like, you just reminded me. Why did he say he called? He said to Luann, "I texted you tonight." Why would he randomly text her on the same night?
If they had been at the party for maybe 20 minutes or longer, and he texted her like, "I know, I saw you. You're here. Let's talk," or something. You know what I mean?
He was mic'd, right?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I think he was.
I just feel like this was not coincidental. Yeah. Why is he texting her? They haven't seen each other since the summer. It's like, you know, when you shoot an episode, you got to get the camera and people in there. So my thought was Luann was already at a party with Ramona and Sonia, and either this guy was actually there and then somehow he got so drunk that he leaked it, like, I used to date Luann, and then that information fed somehow to everybody.
Yeah.
Or somebody in the circle said, invite her ex without her knowing. It was just so coincidental, and then so coincidental that he just happened to text her that night and be mic'd. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was too coincidental.
Unless there was a boom, but I just know those girls are always mic'd, so I would think he sounded like they... I mean, unless he was just, like, talking so close that he was sharing a mic. I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. But we are uncovering so much good stuff.
I know. I just can't figure it out. So he gets really mad, like Megan said, about Sonia knowing some information, and then she's like, but I really don't. He got, like, really angry. He was just so off the wall. Mm-hmm. And then, like, John tries to kick him out, and then Ramona starts sticking up for him, in a sense, because she had... Why? Yes. Why was this? Why do you guys think?
Ramona and Sonia were playing with him a little to get... teasing him a little about Ibiza, about Luann. They were trying to get information. Ramona said as much, like, if he's going to spill about Luann, I'm all ears. She couldn't wait for him to say something embarrassing about Luann on camera. And then when John blew it for her, she got pissed. Mm-hmm. And then it starts defending this guy.
And then they get out. So then John is like, I'm trying to help you, in a sense. And she's screaming at John. John puts his hand in her face. Not right, but... She was going... You just never do that no matter what. He should have just walked away, I think, or just handled it differently. Yeah. Dorinda was just like, what is happening right now? They all go outside, and the fight continues. Dorinda's like, why would you do that, Ramona? Ramona's like, it's nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything. And that guy keeps going over to Ramona, Ray. She's like, I'm not with him. Like... So she wanted him to stay at the party, but then he's trying to, like, he must think in his head, oh, she's sticking up for me. Maybe there's a chance. And then she's like, no, there's no chance. Like, I helped you because I was trying to get information. Exactly. Get the hell out of here now. Exactly. So, I don't know. The whole thing was so messed up. And Dorinda was so hurt, and she leaves. Mm-hmm. And she tells John, like, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have put your hand in her face. And John's like, she's not a woman. She's not a woman about Ramona. I just can't. I just want to know what Luann was thinking tonight when she watched that episode. I mean, we're going to obviously read the tweets and we're going to you know, read the the blogs and everything, but
so explosive.
I felt sorry for Dorinda. This is the not the first time this happened. Where
I mean, she walked out on him 2 weeks in a row.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
And
let's check the tweets while you're doing that.
I feel like Luann's behavior in like wanting to get out of there so quickly was a little shady. Like, I feel like Ashley's right that it seems like she's trying to cover something up about what their relationship was really like or what went on with him.
Right. They must have done something mortifying in Ibiza and he's about to tell the world and she's like, let me get out of here before he says something.
Oh, she's on Watch What Happens Live tonight. Luann is.
Oh, that's right, with Michael Rapaport.
She hasn't tweeted anything about the episode as of right now, but oh my God, I cannot wait. I'm looking
she's
at Ramona's really
quick.
Holding
it all in for the show.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, I'm looking at, I had. Okay, so Ramona's writing a couple things. She said, I had no agenda. I was there as you asked me to come at Luann's event and to support you. She's telling Dorinda. Oh my God, Dorinda and Ramona going after each other right now. Wait, do you want to be Dorinda and I'll be Ramona?
Okay.
Okay, because we have 6 minutes. So let's do it. Okay, so do go to Dorinda's page.
Okay, hopefully I'm getting enough.
Or just go to Ramona's. Or I could.
I'll be Dorinda. Back that shit up.
Let's see. Okay. My God, there's floating. A lot.
Here we go. Oh my God, wait.
Where should we start at?
Retweeting Sonia?
Yeah, I know. This is a lot going on right now.
Jesus.
So where should we start? It looks like Dorinda says, and this was your third strike, Ramona. Do you see that? And then Ramona says, John should reel it in. Even you did not go home with him.
Okay.
And then do you see Dorinda says, John never should have put his hand. No, she says to Dorinda. Ramona says to Dorinda, John should never put his hand in my face. He really scared me. And then Dorinda says, I was so disgusted. I thought Ramona was leaving with that nut job. And I know she's almost as certifiable as he clearly was or is. Ramona goes, only you are certifiable. And you know why I'm disgusted by the way John treats women, including you. Dorinda goes, look, everybody, she walked in with an agenda. It was positive, and this is a man's business. Ramona goes, I had no agenda. I was there as you asked me to come to Luann's event and support you. Dorinda goes, look, everybody, she walked in with an agenda. It wasn't positive, and this is a man's business. Ramona says, I don't need John's abuse, but obviously you relish the way he treats us and abuses us. Oh my God.
This is wow. So
I mean,
good.
For anybody who thinks this is fake, it's a not fake show.
Dorinda's saying that she walked in with an agenda.
Yeah.
So.
And Bethany says, I mean, at this point, I agree with John. I'd toss that guy out of a crack den, but the Ramona treatment, no.
That's big deal with a hand
Ramona
in the face.
Wasn't Ramona not even invited?
Well, Ramona, yeah. Oh, that's right? Enough. She wasn't even invited. That's a great point that they can go over next week. Why the hell was she there? And then the screaming in Dorinda's face
last name
about
so badly.
John.
Yeah.
I wish we could get Ray's last name. Anybody that finds his
Ray guy, can we find out more about Ray? I swear, this guy is not even straight. Yeah. In my opinion, like, what is with that voice? Why would a woman of Luann's caliber date a man that...
I thought he was going to look like Truman Capote.
He didn't. Yeah, he didn't look it. But but his voice sounded very feminine. And I don't mean any disrespect. No. It's just like we all agreed that that's
his voice. Just,
it's just the sky is blue. Like, the grass is green.
Straight.
He sounded a little feminine.
And but he was also like so drunk and high.
So slurring his words. Exactly. So that's probably what it was. Because he was very dramatic with with his words. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he was like, no, Ramona. Right. Da, da, da. And I'm just like, what is happening? Ugh. And why would Luann ever date this? Like, she's a countess. I don't understand.
Yeah.
She picks these guys sometimes. I'm just like, what? Mm-hmm. But anyway, crazy episode. I cannot wait to see Watch What Happens Live. We are, like, literally going to run out of here and go home and watch it. But in the meantime, let's do our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, you guys want to go?
Well, they're going to be in the Berkshires, and they're talking again about Tipsy Girl. And I just am curious to see if anyone sticks up for Sonia. If anyone says, like, just tell her to change the name and, like, you can solve it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want someone to stick up for her.
Me too. Mm-hmm. My prediction is I think that Dorinda and Ramona actually make up pretty quick after this huge fight because in all the scenes next week, they're standing right next to each other, whether they're in New York or the Berkshires, wherever these scenes are taking place, and they're standing in the room together and they're not arguing. They're talking to someone else and having different other discussions. So I think that they make up after this in no time.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. Okay. So yeah, let us know on Twitter, you know, tweet us and let us know what your thoughts are. The episode, obviously, comment on YouTube as well. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm on Periscope at Ashley Daniels as well. And Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. Megan, where we can find you?
Hey guys. I'm on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher, and it's MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and Snapchat at Fern Ronay. FERNRONAY.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. We had such a fun night. Thank you. Yeah. See you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.